frustrating one for you to deal with it?
No, definitely frustrating. To be fair to Dunfermline, I thought they started really well. They get the early goal through Dom Thomas, obviously good skill and whatever, but he was probably the difference between the two teams today, if I'm honest. I think he's took a part in all three goals, am I right? Is that right? He's played a part in all three goals. I think Dunfermline went ahead, deservedly so, and then we started to get back in the game, and we started creating chances our own. Dunfermline were still a danger, obviously, on the break and whatever as well, with the quality they've got. But their keeper probably had a couple of really good saves that keeps them in the game. But you could see they were a bit nervy, and we thought that was a chance to obviously... So even second half, we still thought there was an opportunity to come back. But it wasn't to be, because we were still losing poor goals.
Obviously you mentioned a couple of good saves from Williams, but there was a couple of contentious penalty shouts, to say the least, before that for you.
The big second half got him in a headlock. I think everybody could see it, apart from the referee, but I don't want to criticise him too much.
It's going to be full last night, wasn't it, for you guys, given the lack of games that left?
What's that, sorry?
In terms of the playoffs?
Yep, that is going to be tough, obviously. Big clubs like Dunfermline and whatever, they'll be looking to try and get in the playoff spots. But we've got to make sure we don't get dragged in the other way as well, because the league's incredibly tight. You look at the results today, if like a Brough in as well. So we've just got to make sure we finish the season strongly and try and finish as high as possible.
You just signed a 2-year contract in there? Yep.
It's a good club. Obviously... At Queen's it's slightly different, everybody's out of contract. It was the same last year, I think we had two players last year, so it is a rebuilding job, but hopefully we can manage to keep a few of the players and try and build on what we've done this year.
Given, like you say, two players last season, given the kind of relative success you guys have had today,
I think we can. We've got some good young players, obviously we need to try and keep a hold of them. And we know some of the boys that have done extremely well will move on to bigger and better things, and we wish them all the best, that's great. But the focus for us is to make sure we finish the season well and try and get two wins for the next two games. Alright?
Thanks very much. Take care, good to see you again.